Good morning again, everyone. You know, over this past month, if you weren't here, we have been trying to focus in on how we should be understanding and growing in our fellowship with God.
那在过去的一个月里呢，我们一直在努力关注如何能够更加的理解与发展与神的关系。
Pastor Lee has focused on principles drawn from 1 John in the New Testament.
那李牧师呢，专注于就是新约翰一书，专注于原则问题。
And while he does that, I am focusing on the experiences of the prophet Elijah, who I believe had great fellowship with God in the Old Testament.
那同时呢，我专注于讲先知以利亚的经历，我相信在旧约中记录了他与神有很好的关系。
By doing a series on his story, I hope to paint a picture of fellowship with God in a person's life.
我希望通过这一系列的讲道呢，我希望能够描述出一幅人与神之间美好关系的画面。
You see, last time I showed in the opening chapter of 1 Kings 17, when Elijah announced the drought in front of King Ahab, and then went away to a brook where he could drink water and be fed by ravens commanded by God, that God was alive to Elijah, provided for Elijah, and fulfilled his promise through Elijah.
那上一次呢，我是讲了《列王记》第十七章，开篇就讲了以利亚呢，在亚哈王面前宣布会有干旱，然后他就去了小溪边，神给他预备了水喝，并且让乌鸦喂养他。那神对以利亚来说呢是非常鲜活的，他为以利亚提供食物，并且通过以利亚实现了对他的应许。
But this time, the attention temporarily shifts in the story from Elijah to a widow.
那这一次呢，我们所讲的注意力暂时从以利亚的身上转到了一个寡妇的身上。
The interesting thing is that this widow does not appear to have a prior relationship with God.
很有趣的是呢，这位寡妇似乎之前与神并没有亲密的关系。
So as far as we're concerned, God is a stranger to her.
对我们来言呢，这个妇人，神对她来说是个陌生人。
She does not know him in the way that we who have faith in Jesus Christ know God and have a personal relationship with him.
她并不像我们这些基督徒那样能够认识神，也不像我们一样与神有着私人的亲密的关系。
This is made obvious when she responds to Elijah with "Your God" in the passage.
因为在经文中，他很清楚地对以利亚说，你的神，这一点就很非常明显了。
From her viewpoint, he is Elijah's God, not her God.
所以从他的角度来看呢，这位神是以利亚的神，而不是他的神。
So how might God go about beginning a relationship with a stranger who might know of him, but doesn't know him?
那么神是如何让一个不认识他的陌生人与他建立关系呢？
We see that question addressed in a relatable way through our passage this morning.
那我们今天早晨就会通过一段经文呢，用通俗易懂的方式来回答这个问题。
And there are three things about God that I want to highlight for us in that answer.
那我想从三个方面来解答这个问题。
The first is that God has a plan for the widow.
那首先第一呢，神对寡妇有一个计划。
The second is that God makes a promise to the widow.
那第二就是神对寡妇做了应许。
And the third is that God personally shows his power to the widow.
那第三就是神亲自向寡妇展示了他的力量。
So since the passage was already read, I'm going to go straight to the first point.
那因为我们刚才已经读过经文了，所以我们直接就来讲第一点。
So, and the first thing I want to highlight about God is that he has a plan for the widow.
那首先呢，我想强调的第一件事情就是神对寡妇制定了一个计划。
You see, in verses 8 to 12, we see that behind the scenes, that God had a plan for the widow without her knowledge of it.
那我们从八节到十二节中，我们看到在寡妇事先不知道的情况下，神已经为她制定了一个计划。
Elijah the prophet was to travel to an area that was considered a heartland of Baal worship.
那首先呢，因为以利亚是要去一个这个以崇拜巴利为中心的一个地区。
It was enemy territory, and Elijah was a target after praying for that drought.
那因为这以利亚之前呢，为这片土地祷告，让干旱降临。那而且这片土地也是他们这个敌方的阵地。
He showed that the God of Israel is the one true God over the false rain god Baal.
因为他宣称这个以色列的神是唯一的真神，而不是这个假的这个假的雨神巴利。
It was risky, but Elijah obeyed because he knew God was faithful and would provide for him in this enemy territory, just as God provided food and water to him in the middle of nowhere before.
这样做呢是非常有风险的，但是呢，以利亚还是顺服的，因为他知道神是信实的，他会在这个充满敌意的土地上为他提供食物，就像神以前在荒无人烟的地方为他提供食物和水一样。
However, God was going to provide not by ravens this time, but through a widow.
然而这一次呢，神不是通过乌鸦来喂养他，而是要通过一位寡妇。
The widow enters the story because God has a plan for her.
那寡妇进入了这个故事呢，是因为神对这个寡妇有一个计划。
God commanded her to do something without her input, not to mention her knowledge either.
那神在没有征求这个寡妇的意见，而且寡妇也没有任何之前知道的情况下，神就命令她做某事。
If God revealed this to her in a dream or vision, then we're just not told this.
那我们并没有被告知神通过梦或者异象向这位寡妇显明这一点。
But I doubt this is the case based on the way she responds to Elijah after he asked her for food, after she was compliant with supplying him with some water.
因为通过这个以利亚，就是他为以利亚提供水，以及就是以利亚向他要食物的时候，当时他向以利亚的反应，我们可以看出他并没有事先知道神并没有事先让他知道有这样的要求。
You see, God did not consult the widow with his plan for her.
所以我们在这里看到神对寡妇的计划呢，在之前他并没有征服寡妇的意见。
He did not ask for questions, feedback, or approval.
他没有向他征求同意或者反馈或者问他有没有问题。
I know that in today's corporate work environments regulated by countless human resource classes and policies, such practice of authority is unreasonable.
我们知道哈，在当今的这种企业文化的环境中呢，这种因为我们有很多的这个人力资源的课程和政策都规范这个工作环境，这种权威的使用方式似乎是好像不常见、不合理的。
But that's not how God's plans work for people.
然而，神对人的计划呢，并不是如此。
You can't negotiate with God regarding His will for you.
对于神对我们的旨意来说，我们是跟他不能够与他讨价还价的。
Because when you ask people for their feedback or approval, you're suggesting two things by doing so.
就是当你和人谈论这个反馈和征求意见的时候呢，你暗地里其实是有两件事的。
Because when you're asking for feedback, one is that your way is not the best possible plan for everyone involved.
那就是暗含的第一件事情呢，就是说你所提供的方式计划可能并不是对所有的参与者来说是最佳计划。
Number two is that their judgment or wisdom is equal in value or superior to your own on the matter.
那就是说你所来判断他们的智慧或者其他的人在这件事情上的判断以及智慧价值跟你是相同的或者甚至高于你。
God would not be who he is if either of those possibilities are correct.
那如果这两个这个这两个方面，如果任何的一个方面是正确的话呢，神就不是神了。
But because God is love, that is all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere, He is the only one who can truly claim to desire the best, know what is best, and choose what is best for you.
然而神就是爱，他是全能的，无所不知，无所不在的，所以他是唯一真正渴望最好，也知道什么是最好，而且也会对你做出最佳选择的人。
Sometimes we might be hesitant to believe that is true, because what we think is best for us may not be aligned with what God knows is what is best for us.
有时候我们可能不愿意相信这是真的，因为我们常常认为我们认为的最好可能与神所知道的神要给我们的最好是不一致的。
And I'll also add that we might be reluctant to believe this also because what might be best for us right now feels really, really bad.
或者有时候可能我们也不愿意承认，就是神认为目前对我们最好的情况呢，是我们非常不想接纳的。
See, the widow's plan was to make one final meal and just die with her son.
那这个寡妇的计划呢，就是来做最后的一顿饭，然后吃完以后，她就和她的儿子一起等死。
If we were to put ourselves in her shoes, you could get a sense of her desperation.
如果我们就是设身处地的想的话，那你就会能够感受到她是如此的绝望。
She's a widow, so she's low in society and lacks resources.
那她是一位寡妇，所以她处于这种在社会上面她的地位低下，而且也缺乏资源。
Generally speaking.
这只是就是一个一般性的描述。
No one really is going to care about her.
没有人真正的关心她。
She faces a drought that we previously learned lasted years, and she didn't know when it was going to end.
她正面临着一场持续了多年的这种干旱，而且她也不知道这个干旱什么时候会结束。
So instead of prolonging her suffering, she thought that it would be good to just give up.
所以对她来说，与其更加延长她的痛苦，不如就放弃。
You can have your water, Elijah, but let me and my son just die at peace with our final meal.
他说：“以利亚，你可以喝你的水，让我和我的儿子吃完了以后，就是最后的晚餐，然后就去安然等死。”
That was what she thought was the best possible outcome for her.
那对她来说，这是她认为最好的结局。
However, God had a different plan for her, which involved a command to do something that seemed impossible.
然而神却对他有一个不同的计划，而且对当时来说，对他的这个命令似乎是无法完成的一件事情。
Do I have it up here? Oh, no. Here. Okay, so give up water and food in a drought as a widow to a total stranger.
就是在一个处于非常干旱缺乏的时刻，作为一个寡妇，为一个完全陌生的人提供水和食物，是多么的不合理的一件事。
Now, this may seem unreasonable to us as an outside party, but if you look at the whole passage, what does such an impossible command do for her?
那对我们这些局外人来说，你看一下这个描述，似乎非常的不合理。但是我们就会发现，这样一个完全不可能会被不可能完成的命令，对她来说起到了什么样的作用？
It gives her an opportunity to experience a promise from and the power of God in her life.
让她有了一个在生活中体验神的应许以及神的大能的这样的一个机会。
God knows what is best for us is to be in a relationship with Him and for Him to be the center of our life.
神让我们知道什么是最好的，就是与他建立关系，让他成为我们生活的中心。
He knows that it's better for us to rely on him than ourselves.
他知道对我们来说最好的选择就是信靠他，而不是依靠我们自己。
A great family, a great job, a great house are nice to have, but they're not necessarily what is best for you, as they're all a means to build a great life in this world.
一个幸福的家庭，一份好的工作，一栋看上去好的房子固然都是不错的，但它们不一定对你来说是最好的，因为它们都是在这个世界上可以有美好的，就是建立美好生活的一个手段。
However, if you were paying attention to the Bible study a couple of weeks ago, Jesus pointed out to the rich young ruler what really needed to be done if you wanted to inherit eternal life.
然而，如果你在过去的这几周有参加这个查经的话呢？ 你就会看到耶稣向那一位富有的这个年轻人指出，就是要想要有永生，需要真正需要做的事。
I'll read it first in English. So Jesus said to him, "If you will be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible."
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可以变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。耶稣对门徒说，我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。门徒听见这话，就稀奇得很，说，这样谁能得救呢？耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
You see, as people who live busy lives, we can't help but make plans.
我们看着作为就是为了生活而忙碌的人们，我们总是忍不住要制定计划。
However, no matter what plans we can come up with for our own future, they will always fall short of what is best unless they come from God.
然而，不论我们为未来制定什么样的计划，除非这些计划是来自于神，那么它总不能达到这个最佳的状态。
And you know whether they are coming from God if they're leading you to draw closer to Him in your time and attention.
如果这些计划能够引导你在你的时间以及你的注意力上能够更加的接近神。
You know if it is God's plan, if it makes you more reliant on your faith in Him.
那你就会知道这些计划呢是更加的与神跟你的计划是相近的。
I was friends with this couple in seminary.
我在神学院的时候呢认识一对夫妻。
The husband was a Rutgers alum that graduated in my sister's year.
那丈夫呢是 Rutgers 大学的学校的校友，和我的姐姐呢是同年毕业的。
They were friends from the same Chinese Christian Fellowship.
那我们是通过同一个这个华人基督这个团契认识的。
The wife got accepted to two PhD programs.
那他的妻子呢被两个博士的博士学位的这个项目所接录取。
One was here in the U.S.
一个是在美国。
Another was in Canada.
另一个是在加拿大。
The one in the U.S. would have all expenses paid, and they get to stay in a relatively cheap location.
那美国的这个学校呢，所有的费用都已经被包被支付，而且呢，也可以住在一个相对这种比较便宜的地方。
The other one in Canada would be a program that they would have to pay for, and it would cost a bit more money to live there.
那加拿大的那个学校呢，就是需要他们花更多的费用，而且生活花费也更高。
I thought it was an easy decision.
那我认为这是一个很容易的决定。
Go with the one that would make life easier for you, and I believe that was the one in the U.S.
那就选那个让你生活更容易的那个学校就可以了。我相信那美国就是最好的选择。
They chose to go to Canada.
然而他们选择了去加拿大。
When I asked the wife why that was the case, she said that after talking to her husband, they decided that God's plan for them was to go to the place that required more faith in God.
当我问妻子他们为什么会做这样的决定的时候呢，她说她在跟她的丈夫交谈以后，他们决定，神对他们的计划是让他们去一个需要更加信靠上帝的地方。
And since then, God has blessed them abundantly along the way with a growing family, starting with a dog and then a son.
那从那个时候起呢，神一路的就丰丰富富的赐福他们，他们的家庭不断的壮大，先是养了一条狗，后来又生了一个儿子。
The rich young ruler had everything he could want in this world, and that prevented him from truly committing to Jesus.
这位年轻人呢，他拥有这个在这个世上他所想要的一切，然而这一切呢，却阻止了他能够真正的信靠耶稣。
This couple from seminary could have had their future served up to them on a silver platter, but they chose to commit to God by relying on their faith, and this plan led them to be rewarded for their faithfulness.
那这一位这一对神学院的夫妇呢，他们本来这个好像有美好的未来放在他们用一个银的盘子端给他们，但是他们却选择去信靠神。那因着他们遵行神的计划呢，那也因为他们的忠心也得到了回报。
Sometimes God's plan might not seem to be in our best interest, but when we look at it, we don't have the benefit of seeing the full picture.
有时候神的计划似乎并不符合我们的最佳利益，但是当我们去仔细审视的时候呢，我们就才能够看到全貌。
God's plan for the widow may have seemed insensitive and restrictive, but it will turn out to be for her best.
神对这位寡妇的计划在表面上看上去是非常的好像狠心，并且很有局限性，但是对她来说却是最好的。
And we'll see why in the next two points.
我们在后面的两点中呢，可以看到。
And that leads us to the second thing I want to highlight about God, and that God made a promise to the widow.
那我想强调的第二点就是神对这位寡妇有应许。
You see, God told Elijah at the beginning of this passage that he commanded a widow to feed him.
神在这段经文的一开始呢，就告诉以利亚说他会命令一位寡妇来喂养他。
As far as Elijah was concerned, that meal from the widow was already booked by God.
那对以利亚来说呢？这个神呢，已经在寡妇那里为他预定了，预定了饭。
So here he is ready to redeem his reservation.
所以他就到那儿去来，去来吃这顿已经预定好的饭。
Yet when he does, the widow indicates that she doesn't have the food that he's looking for, and whatever ingredients she has, she's going to use it to make a last meal for her and her son, so they can die.
然而当他来到这个寡妇面前的时候呢，寡妇表示他并没有这个以利亚想要的食物，而且他所有的食材呢只有这么一点点，他是准备用来做为他和儿子做最后的晚餐，然后就可以去等死的。
The widow didn't know God's plan.
这个寡妇是不知道神的计划的。
She didn't know Elijah's part in it.
而且他也不知道以利亚要在这个计划中扮演什么样的角色。
She didn't know that this encounter was supposed to lead to a miracle.
他也不知道这一次与以利亚的相会呢会带来神迹。
All she could see was the reality in front of her.
他所能看到的只是他面前所摆的是实际困难。
Her circumstances seemed hopeless, so for her the logical option was to end her suffering quickly.
对他来说，他处于绝望之中，而且对他来说，他也在选择来尽快的结束自己的痛苦。
She lacked faith, but who could blame her?
他缺乏信心，但你又怎么能怪他呢？
What reason does she have to listen to Elijah at that moment?
有什么理由让他来听信以利亚的话呢？
None really.
其实并没有。
He was acting based on God's plan, but she had no idea what it was.
以利亚是按照神的计划来行事的，但是对于寡妇来说，她并不知道那个计划是什么。
She didn't have the benefit of hearing from the Lord in the same way that Elijah did.
她并没有能够像以利亚那样提前就已经从神那里得知了计划，所以她也没有这样的，她没有这样的就是好处。
So what did she need from Elijah to address her lack of faith?
那他需要以利亚来做什么来解决他缺乏信心的这个问题呢？
She needed to hear from God's promise, which Elijah gave to her in verse 14.
那他需要听到神给他的就是给他的这个应许，就像在第十四节中，这个通过以利亚来听到神给他的应许。
Keep in mind that this was God's promise.Keep in mind that Elijah specified this was God's promise to her.
要知道哈，以利亚是告诉这位寡妇说这是神的应许。
It was not his but God's.
不是以利亚的，而是神的。
The credit for the miracle can only belong to God if you choose to have faith and obey.
如果你选择就是有信心并且顺服，那么这个就会有神迹。那神迹的功劳呢，也都只能够归于神。
In the simplest terms, Elijah tells her that God will provide her all the food that she would need until the drought ends.
就简单来说呢，就是以利亚告诉寡妇，神会为她供给她所有需要的食物，直到这个干旱结束。
God is a faithful provider.
神是信实的供给者。
We saw him do this for Elijah in the previous sermon.
我们在上一次的讲道中看到这个神对以利亚的供给。
We see him do this for the widow in this sermon.
我们在今天的讲道中呢，看到他为寡妇所成就的。
If you choose to put your faith in him and obey, you will experience God's provision.
如果你选择信靠顺服，那你就能够体验到神的供给。
Jesus tells us this much about God himself.
那耶稣也亲自告诉我们有关神的事。
Okay, and he says this in Matthew chapter 6, which I'll read first in English. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what will you put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?
耶稣在马太福音六章25-26节这样说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父赏且养活他们，你们不比他们贵重得多吗？
Jesus tells us that if you choose to put your faith in God, he will provide for you.
耶稣告诉我们，如果你选择信靠神，那他就会供给你的一切。
You may not know how or when, but since you are more valuable than birds, it should happen.
你可能不知道是如何或者是何时，但是你比飞鸟更贵重，那就一定会发生。
God provided this building for this church.
神为我们这个教会提供了这美好的这个堂殿。
There were a few of us here that were looking for jobs for the last couple of years, whom God provided for.
那我们当中一些人也在过去的几年中一直在寻找工作，神也为我们有提供帮助。
Even relationships some of us didn't know we were looking for came on our doorstep.
我们有些人在人际关系中也有美好的降临。
God is the creator of everything, and if he loves you and you have faith in him, then it stands to reason he will take care of you.
那神是创造万物的创造者，而且他是爱你的。如果你对他有信心，那他你理所当然就会相信他会眷顾你。
And as important as it is to be given food and water, I want to dive a little bit deeper in the message behind this promise.
那获得食物和水固然重要，但是我想更深入的来讨论这个信息背后的这个应许。
Remember, the drought is a form of judgment due to the ongoing Baal worship that was perpetuated by King Ahab.
让我们记住好，这个干旱呢，是因为亚哈王长时间的进行这个巴利的崇拜而导致的神对他们的审判。
When the widow shared her plan, you could tell that the drought was a death sentence because of that judgment.
那当这个寡妇来看她的计划的时候，我们可以看出这种干旱就相当于对这种寡妇来说是对她是一个死刑。
An act of faith on her part to follow through with God's plan and provide food for Elijah would result in salvation from that drought.
那她因着信心呢，她遵循神的计划，为以利亚提供食物，那她就会从这个干旱的这个死刑的审判中呢得到拯救。
So in essence, God's promise of flour and oil not running out was a promise of salvation, and all it would take is faith.
那所以就是从本质上讲，神承诺就是说面粉和油不会用完，那这就是一个得救赎的承诺，那需要通过信心来接受。
And this promise of salvation is just a foreshadowing of another promise in the future about salvation by faith.
而且这个救赎的承诺呢，也是未来的另一个我们因信得救的承诺的一个预兆。
It comes in John chapter 3, which I'll read first. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
就如约翰福音三章十六十七节这样说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
God promised the widow salvation through bread that will last throughout the drought of judgment.
那神通过在这个干旱中给这个妇人食物，来让她在这个在这个审判的干旱期间呢可以存活。
Oh, and as a side note, I know the ESV says cake, but if you look at NIV or NASB, other English translations, it's actually more technically a small loaf of bread.
那就是有些这个翻译是用的这个蛋糕，那在其实如果原文更加相近的是只是一小块面包。
So God promised us salvation through the bread of life, his son Jesus Christ, that will last in the final judgment throughout all eternity if we chose to have faith in him.
所以神通过赐给我们这个生命的粮，就是他的儿子耶稣基督，就是如果我们选择相信耶稣基督呢，那我们这个生命的粮就会让我们在最后审判的时候持续得到永生。
That is the promise that's before all of us, and it's up to us to decide whether we trust it.
那这是摆在我们所有人面前的应许。对于我们来说呢，我们要来选择是否要相信。
Will you be like the widow and put your faith in that promise from God?
你会像那名寡妇一样来信靠神的应许吗？
And this leads us to the third thing that I want to highlight about God, and that is God showed his power personally to the widow.
那这就带来了这个我们要强调的第三点，那就是神亲自向寡妇展示了他的大能。
We see in verses 15 to 16, when the widow did what Elijah said, she didn't have to have her last meal with her son and then die as she originally planned.
那就像我们刚才在第十五、十六节中看到的，当寡妇如果按照以利亚说的去做呢，那她就不必像她当时之前的计划，她和她的儿子吃最后的一顿饭以后就去死。
God's plan for her turned her plan upside down, and it's because he knew what was best for her.
那神呢，为她预定了更好的计划，颠覆了她之前的计划，因为神的计划是最好的。
Having faith in God's promise of salvation against that judgment was the best path for her, even though she didn't know it would be.
尽管她不知道会发生什么，然而对神，就是来接受神的拯救这样的承诺，对她来说是最好的道路。
It is only after she put her faith in God's promise and was obedient in following his plan, did she have a chance to witness God's power personally in her life.
只有他亲自在他个人的生活中来相信神的应许，并顺服遵行神的计划以后呢，他才可能有机会亲眼目睹神在他生命中的这个大能。
It is only after she trusted God's word did she get to experience his miracle of life in the form of everlasting flour and oil, which means all you can eat bread.
那只有在他相信神的话之后呢，他才而且去采取行动以后，他才能够体验到之后永不枯竭的面粉和油，来让他看到这种生命中的奇迹。这也意味着他之后就有一直都有面包可以吃。
It's almost like being at the Cheesecake Factory with their endless bread baskets.
就像你在那个芝士蛋糕工厂里面有这个无穷无尽的这个面包筐都装得满满的。
I don't want to get too off topic about bread because my small group knows that I can do that.
我不能再花更多的时间讲这个这面包哈，因为这是我特别喜欢的话题，中间的很多朋友应该也是知道的。
But the same thing applies to us in that we will not have a true understanding of God's presence and power in our lives until we have faith in Jesus and commit to Him as our Lord and Savior.
这个事情呢，对我们来说也是一样的真实，因为我们只有通过对耶稣基督的信心，并且接纳接受他的救恩，让他成为我们的救主以及生命的主宰以后呢，我们才能够真正理解神在我们生命中的存在，以及见证他在我们生命中的大能。
Only then will we really be able to experience God's power in our lives.
因为只有这样呢，我们才能够真正的体会到神在我们生命中的力量。
That power might manifest in His provision for your needs in a way that you would not expect.
神的大能可能会让你以你意想不到的方式来展现他满足你一切的需求上。
God manifested His power in providing for my ministry path since I began it in 2015 when I left pharmacy.
神对我来说呢，是我从2015年决定要离开这种药房工作来开始我的传道之旅的时候来向我展现的。
I believe he planned for me to go to pharmacy to not only give me the finances needed for my seminary education, but a great testimony of his change in my life.
我相信神的计划让我去做这个药剂师呢，不仅是为了能够让我提供我去神学院所受教育所需要的资金，也是为了向我证明他能够改变我的生命。
See, one of the first things that people ask me when I tell them I used to be a pharmacist is, what made you decide to make that change? Which gives me the chance to tell them about the gospel.
就是当我告诉别人我曾经是一名药剂师的时候呢，他们常常首先第一个问题就会问，是什么让你决定做是什么事情让你做出这样的决定呢？那这就给了我一个机会向他们传福音。
Coming back from seminary to New Jersey, my church ministry path was nomadic, and I bounced around as a pastoral resident until my church path was locked down by COVID.
就是我从神学院毕业回到新泽西以后呢，那我寻找教会侍奉的事工的之路也非常的漫长。我以这个助理牧师的这种身份，四处奔波，然后直到教会因着这个新冠而关闭，然后后来又这个直到这个新冠被关闭。
I thought this was God's sign that I need to move on from the idea of being a church pastor, especially when God opened up an unexpected.Ministry path of chaplaincy.
那我当时认为呢，这可能是神给我的一个信号，就是说我可能需要放弃在教会当牧师的想法，而可能神为我当时也开了另外一条不同的这个侍奉的路。
Miraculously, I was only eligible and interviewed for an unpaid internship at Princeton Medical Center, but through a sequence of events.They liked me enough to offer me a paid one-year residency, which I learned so much and enjoyed.
那也真的是通过这个很奇迹般的，我呢符合他们的条件，那他们也在普林斯顿医学院给我了一个无薪实习，就是没有薪水实习的机会。也通过一系列的这种事情呢，他们也很喜欢我，也。让我提供了为期一年的这个带薪住院实习。
And even though I do enjoy chaplaincy, I know God's plan is always for me to be in pastoral church ministry. So when I was finally ready to find where He wanted me to be again, a mutual friend of ours recommended ECC to me, and here I've been for the last 2 years.
所以因为我很喜欢这个牧师的工作，然后我也知道，就是说，神可能对我有不同的带领。我也经历这种医院实习，哎，最后正好就有 我们这种共同的这个朋友呢，给我推荐了就是我们这个教会。
So God has given me two great ministry opportunities right now in pastoral ministry and chaplaincy, which help support each other.
那所以神呢就很美好的给我有这样的预备，就是是两个机会。我一边可以在教会做这个牧师的工作，那另一方面也可以在这个医院有实习的工作。
And to be honest, 6 years ago when I came back from seminary, I never thought that this would be the situation I would be in, because God's plan was better than my own.
就是六年前当我从这个神学院毕业的时候呢，我从来没有会想到我会有目前这样的情况，因为确实的真的是经历到说神给我的计划远远超过我自己的计划。
However, there are people out there, and you might be one of them, who may not be willing to take the risk.
然而有些人可能也包括你，可能不愿意去冒这个险。
You don't want to put your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and commit to God's plan for you, and then wait years to see if everything comes together.
你可能不愿意把你所有的这种信靠都放在耶稣基督身上，让他成为你的主和你成为你的救主和你生命的主宰，不愿意去来遵从神为你所做制定的计划，而且然后你想再等几年看看是不是一切都更加的顺利。
Sometimes people want to know what the ending is going to be, or that is going to work out before taking a leap of faith.
因为常常有些人可能想要知道结局会是怎样，或者是不是一切都会顺利，才会愿意跨出这种信心的一步。
The trouble with that mentality is that that's not taking a leap of faith.
那这种心态的问题就在于你不愿意迈出这个信心的一步。
If you need to know how everything goes before you put your faith in God, then you're not really trusting Him.
因为如果你不是就是跨出这个信心的一步呢，那你也就不是真正的信靠神。
You're still in control of your own life, following your own plan, as opposed to trusting God's plan based on His promise for you.
所以你还是按照自己的计划来掌握你自己的生活，而不是说信靠神来根据他对你的承诺，对他的应许来制定你的来生活。
You're relying on your own power rather than waiting for God's power to show up in your life.
你依靠的是自己的力量，而不是等待神的大能在你的生命中彰显。
And when you do that, you run the risk of missing out on the other way God may show His power in your life, and that is by transforming who you are with His love.
那当你这样做的时候呢，你可能就错过了神在你生命中要展现他大能的这种的机会。那么你就因为他会用爱来改变你，只有通过信靠他才能够让他在你的生命中彰显大能。
When you trust only yourself and succeed, you can become more prideful, which draws you away from God.
如果你只相信自己并且自以为的成功的时候呢，你可能就会变得骄傲而远离神。
When you trust only yourself and fail, you can become more bitter,which also draws you away from God.
那如果你信靠自己，结果又失败了呢？你可能就会变得更加的这个苦读，这也会让你远离神。
If you put your faith in God, He sends the Holy Spirit to dwell in you to become more like Jesus, who is humble and obedient and grateful for the love of the Father.
但如果你信靠神，他就会派圣灵住在你的里面，那你会变得更加的像耶稣啊，谦卑顺服。然后带着感恩的心来感谢神的爱。
He helps your love go from pointing inward to upwards and outwards.
那他又帮助将他的爱从内心来转向外向上。
When we do that, we get to experience the two-way street that love is meant to be between us and God, as well as among each other.
那如果我们这样做呢，我们就会体验到这种神的爱，应该是我们与神之间的爱，以及我们彼此之间的爱，这样的一种双向的通道。
I would say love is the primary personal power God shows in our lives once we put our faith in Him.
所以我想说的是呢， 当我们选择信靠神的时候，爱呢就是神在我们的生命中向我们彰显神来彰显神的大能的这个渠道。
And I'll conclude with this.
让我们来结束。
As I mentioned before, this widow experienced God's love through bread.
正如我们之前讲到的，这位寡妇呢是通过这个饼来体验到了神的爱。
We get to experience God's love through the bread of life, Jesus.
我们是通过生命的粮耶稣基督来体验了神的爱。
With God's love, that was made obvious to her through the miracle after her faith. She didn't worry about being hungry anymore.
那神的爱呢，是通过她的信靠奇，像以及在她生命中所彰显的奇迹而显现，她再不为饥饿而担心了。
Similarly, with God's love that was made obvious to us through the miracle of Jesus' death and resurrection, we don't have to worry about being physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually hungry anymore.
同样，神的爱呢，通过耶稣基督的死与复活，向我们奇迹般的彰显，那让我们不再担忧身体、精神、情感和属灵。
So the question now is, how hungry are you?
那我们现在问题就是说，你到底有多么的渴慕
？Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being a God who has a plan, promise, and power for us.
亲爱的天父，就是感谢你对我们每一位都有计划、有应许，和你是大能的神。
You chose to give us the everlasting bread of life.
你选择赐给我们永远的生命之粮。
Yet you only require us to have a faith in you.
然而你只要求我们对你有信心。
So I pray now that the Holy Spirit reveals to each of us our hunger to have you in our lives.
现在我们祈求圣灵向我们每个人来揭示我们渴慕有你在我们的生命中。
Help us to be thankful for the opportunity to sit at your table.
帮助我们感谢能够有机会坐在你的桌前。
We love you and praise you for who you are.
我们因着你来爱你而赞美你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Hope you all rise. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. please be seated. After a moment of silent meditation, I invite you to stick around for Sunday school and lunch afterwards.